Have you had this conversation with your new teammates?
Definitely did. I had the conversation with Daniel Manning, and really talked to Matt too. You know, and it came in my daily bread. You know that I can easily explain it to him, because you have to go through suffering. You have to go through something to accomplish the goal that we set out to accomplish. You know, it's not going to be an easy road. You know, and we're learning from it. You know, this is something you can learn from and grow from.
When you left Houston last year, did you think that team could turn it completely around?
We never wavered. Like I told D Manning when I first got here, you know, and like I told these guys after we played Baltimore this year, it felt like the same situation. I'm just on the other side. And, you know, so we knew that we was going to grow through that situation. And we know now that we're going to grow through this situation.
You see a parallel, too, between what Joe was dealing with and now what Matt's dealing with? So
I told Matt exactly the same thing of what Joe went through. And when we played Houston, when I was with Baltimore, I made a comment that Joe was rattled. And the fact of the matter was, he was. And like I told him, you know, we were as a defense as well. If you go back and watch that game, when I made that comment, I also said I was rattled because on that first play, if TJ don't throw the ball to Andre and see Kevin Walters, if I'm not mistaken, in the end zone, wide open, it would have been a touchdown, a different ball game. And so I see the same situation, you know, and I told Matt, man, Matt talked about it, you know, a good bit, though his situation a little different, you know, with fans and everything, that's a little overboard, you know, because at the end of the day, this is just a game, you know, and if someone is representing your home team, you got to love them through thick and thin. You know, I'm a fan of sports as well. You know, so when somebody's doing bad, I know fans hurt like we hurt, you know, when we lose games. But no one hurts like the person who's going through it. You know, you can never compare it to the pain that they're going through when somebody goes through something, man. It's like losing someone. You can never – it's like, how do you answer? How do you comment on that? You know, it's always tough for all of us to comment to somebody when they lost someone, you know, because you're just not feeling their pain, though you have lost someone. But at that particular time, it's hard to relate.
When you say this, you got it's part of growing. Does that mean change? Does that mean major changes? What does that mean to get you back on track?
It doesn't mean major change, but it does mean change. You know, it's a time when, for me, myself, I looked at myself. You know, how can Ed get better? How can Ed be better for the team's sake, you know, and as an individual? You know, it's mirror time for each individual. How can I be better for the team's sake? You know, and that's what it's about. You know, and yes, that comes with change. You know, as a season goes. See, for us, football season is like it's life, you know, within that season. You know, that's why they say football is a game of life. Sports is a game of life. We experienced that all in 1 year. There's so many emotions that we've been through in the last 5 games that it can only help you grow as a man and as a team, you know. But it's if you take it that way and change with it. You know, you can't stay the same going through what we were going through and say, you know what, this is going to work. Yeah, it's going to work, some things that you do, but you got to change some things.
Ed, Antonio said that this practice was the most physical since camp, and Danielle said the pace was much different, much more lively, much more quick, mm-hmm. based on some things that Gary had said to the team. How important is all that stuff combined as you get ready for this next game?
Yeah, that goes back to the last question about change. You know, Coach came and spoke to us, you know, and we as individuals, you know, talk amongst each other and took a different approach to how we practice. And really it was just taking things to another level. You know, we didn't have to change much because we feel we were practicing good and doing things a certain way. You know, but at the same time, how can you get better? There's always room for improvement. You know, and when you go through ups and downs, good or bad, how do you learn from it? You know, you have to learn from your situations that you go through in life, you know, and that's what it's about. It's about lessons, you know, it's how you take those lessons. Do you take those lessons and fall down? Mm-hmm. Do you take those lessons and grow from it? You know, a good team is going to grow from their mistakes.
How much of this is losses. Sticking? You said you never wavered in Baltimore. How much of this is sticking together to allow you guys to turn this thing around?
We understand that this is a season. We understand that we're right where we need to be. We're right where we're supposed to be for a reason. And, I mean, we're still focused on the task at hand, and we know what that goal is. You know, that goal is to win as many games as we can, get in the playoffs, and be on the same track as every other team that wants to be, you know, come January in the playoffs and playing for a invitation to the big dance. They only, what, they let 12 teams in, you know? So we playing for that opportunity. But right now we focus on St. Louis. That's what we've been doing the whole time, one focus, one goal. You know, one sound, one band. And we need the city to be that way too. You know, regardless of situations, mistakes. You know, we need that 12th man this week against St. Louis. You know, if you want to come out, you want to go to Matt's house, make sure you scream, you know, when St. Louis come into the stadium. You know, when anybody comes to the stadium.
Did the city of Baltimore start to turn on you guys last night?
You don't have, it's not never the whole city. It's always a couple people, you know, it's always a couple people that feel like, you know, they're the coaches, you know, that they're right here in the locker room, that they're the ones working. You're not in the gym with us, you know, you're not in the gym. So I don't really know how to take it. Cause I've been on that side. I am a fan too, you know, and I know how much support, you know, just like this is our livelihood for some people. I hate to say it. It's their livelihood. They're putting the pennies on it, you know. But we're not telling you to put the pennies on it. You know, you putting your pennies on something that's not guaranteed. It's a game, you know. A game is not guaranteed to supply those pennies for you if you're sitting on your couch right now, you know, playing fantasy football. You know, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. You know, it's the truth. So, but at the same time, you know, we're here to win. You're not gonna be that perfect team. You know, it's the NFL, man. You know, you're just not going to be that perfect team, man. Somebody undefeated right now will be.
Are you where you want to be physically right now, Ed?
No, I'm not. But I'm getting there. It's only getting better. You know, had a little setback with the these quarterbacks trying to take me out, man. And the San Francisco game, I had my MCL. You know, but it's getting better. Getting better by the week.
What'd you do to the MCL?
Just nicked it up a little bit.
You said the quarterback's trying to take you out?
You heard what I said.
You said quarterbacks? They try to pull.
I'm not going back down that whole quarterback road, man. Right, I'm not going back down that road, man.
Have you ever had someone show up at your house?
Okay. Have I ever had somebody show up at my house? Yes, I have. In Baltimore, someone has shown up to my house. They ask for autographs. They'll wave. Ask for donations. Had my house broken into in Baltimore. So that was the Friday before the Super Bowl. You would think that nobody would do that, but especially in Baltimore. But it happens. You know, you have a lot going on in our world today. We already know that. You know, there's a lot going on in society.
You don't have a point. You don't have a point of comparison because your Super Bowl came based on last year's script. But could you imagine it?
It's a process.
Can you imagine it being more satisfying though than coming back from where you were to then go all the way? I mean, does that seem like
we wouldn't have changed anything about it? And like I'm telling guys right now, man, to get what we want, we got to go through something. And right now, we're going through something. We're going through something that's going to help this team, you know, regardless of Super Bowl finish or not. What we're going through these last few weeks, what we went through these last few weeks, have helped us to get to where we at right now, enjoying having fun at practice. I mean, everybody, it's infectious.